وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humankind and human being in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episode, we talked about different dimensions of the soul, and we ended up talking about the heart, the concept of heart. And we said heart that is mentioned in the Holy Quran in different verses refers to one dimension of the soul that is responsible for different functions. And we said how important this heart is, that the Holy Quran, being the greatest revelation of all time, has been revealed to the heart of the Prophet, not to the aql, to the intellect of the Prophet, not to the soul of the Prophet, but to the heart. نَزَلَ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. And heart is the center, is like the center command, or the command center of the human being. And we said that heart also is the greatest thing ever created, according to Hadith Qudsi, that says, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the heavens and earth, they don't have room for me, but I can only reside in the heart, in my believing servant. Also, we have a hadith that says قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنْ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ, that the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the heart of a believing servant. And now we read another hadith before going to different verses that are there and talking about the relationship between the heart and the intellect from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, from the Prophet. Amir al-Mu'mineen narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقَعُ فِي قَلْبَ هَذَا الْإِنْسَانِ نُورٌ. So, مَثَلُ الْعَقْلِ فِي الْقَلْبِ كَمَثَلِ السِّرَاجِ فِي وَسَتِ الْبَيْتِ. Qalb, the heart, is like the command center, as we said. And intellect is the light bulb that sheds light in this area, the room, that lights up the room. So this is one relationship between the intellect and the heart, that all the decisions that we make, they can be referred to as being made in the heart. And the one guiding light within the heart is the intellect. Now, sometimes that Quran says, if there's ever to be guidance for people, that should be happen in their heart. For example, it says, this is a remembrance for anyone who has heart. لَذِكْرَ لَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. A heart that receives something. In many verses, it says, طُبِعَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. Their hearts have been sealed, as if they are incapable of understanding. One of the functions of the heart is reception and understanding, awareness of truth from falsehood. And when a person is not capable of understanding truth or from falsehood, distinguishing between truth and falsehood, Quran says the heart is sealed. The heart has some problems. Taba ala qulubihim. Taba means the stain that is on the sword. Originally in the language, taba means the stain on the sword, and Quran says those who don't understand truth, they have stains on their hearts. We will continue the discussion after the break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the heart, the concept of heart in the Holy Quran. There are different modes of heart according to the verses of the Holy Quran. One of the modes of heart is زيغ. زيغ means being rusty or rustiness. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Or in another verse, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. Those whose hearts are rusty. As if the opposite side is being shiny. And you have heard this story. There's an analogy that there was a king who wanted to have the most beautiful hall that both sides look exactly like each other. So he invited two groups of painters or builders, and he told them about his plan, and he divided the hall. At the end of the period of time that he had given them, he went there and he realized that on one side, that group of painters, they had painted the most beautiful painting of gardens and everything. And on the other side, the opposite side of the hall, those other group, they had only established the finest of mirrors. So when he stands at the middle of the hall, he can see not only the painting on both sides, but there is one side that has one extra thing that has the picture of the king himself in the painting. And this analogy is said to bring in the example of how we can know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to add to the information in order to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to paint something in your heart. You only need to polish it, to make it as shiny as possible so that it reflects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by itself. As a matter of fact, if you start engraving or doing something on it or writing, or you may get further from the function that it has. And this being shiny, polished, and rusty, it has been referred to in the Holy Quran. زيغ, a heart that has rustiness on it, it does not reflect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person cannot understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. It says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا. Narrating from the best servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says they would pray like this. They say, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. And there are different lessons in this verse, in this dua that they make, request. One thing is that it doesn't matter how much near they feel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know that it's possible to get far from Allah. It's possible. So sometimes we get very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to the point that we think that it is impossible for us to get far from Allah. But these people are smart people. They know that the human being has different modes in life, and it's possible for you to get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forbid. So the concern that they have is that, oh Allah, don't make us away. Don't make us go again remote. Keep us close to yourself. رَبَّنَا لَا تَزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا. Do not make our heart rusty. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. After you have guided us. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً. And give us a mercy from your side. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّاب. You are all giving. Thank you very much for listening, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to polish our hearts to be as shiny as possible. And inshallah, place me in your du'as until next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim. اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.